before we know it. But you'll have a chance to hear him tomorrow. As he mentioned, he will handle the duties at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall Senior Day for Tyra Buss and Amanda Cahill in women's basketball. gee whiz, almost fell out of my chair there. Let's get to our normal Friday programming here. Our good friend and anchor of basketball coverage, Terry Stultz, joins us every morning. T, good morning. Are you there?
Yes, sir. Glass, ready to go.
Gee whiz, almost fell out of my chair here. It's a good Friday then if we're bobbling and weaving around and trying to make it all happen. We have a busy night tonight. For the second week in a row, you will see the Bulldogs of Columbus North. They were barking on their home court last Friday as they gave J.R. Holmes and the Bloomington South Panthers all they wanted. The Panthers prevailing, Conference Indiana champions for the third consecutive year. What did you learn from the boys from Columbus last night, and how is that going to apply to our game with Bloomington North tonight at 7:30?
Well, it's going to be a tough game for the Cougars. They're going to have to play well. To be all fair, Columbus North should have beaten Bloomington South at Columbus last Friday. They're a tough team. They've got everybody back now. Their big center, the football quarterback, Trenton Kelly, a 6'5 junior, has only played his 10th game last week against South. And you can see he's still kind of working himself into shape a little bit. But they got a lot of pieces over there. Jalen Flemons, who's a wide receiver, he's going on football scholarship to Ball State. Just an outstanding athlete. I had him for a double-double against South with 10 rebounds, and I think he had 14 points. He's a load. Trey Vincent, their point guard, is a blur. It's going to be an interesting game. We're going to have to see the good North tonight. The one that's heading to the mountaintop and not the one that's cascading down the mountain. And it's been an up-and-down roller coaster for Jason Spear's team. Luckily for us, we've gotten them a win before, so hopefully we can do it tonight.
And with the North team that we've seen, when they play well, it usually is because they are balanced scoring offensively, where one person isn't required to carry that full load.
No, that's true. They don't have a true superstar. He's playing in Columbus, Ohio, so they need balance, though, because they've got four pretty capable scorers. Tim Brewster is a capable scorer. Ethan Vinsel, of course. Liam Wilkerson. And the young freshman, Isaac Vinsel, is kind of going through a rough patch, but he's the end of his freshman year. And he's also someone that can do some scoring for them. They're just a team that is still finding themselves. And if the good thing about them, and, I didn't forget, I'm getting ready to mention Jack Townsend. The thing about any of those five guys is that if one of them gets a shot and to go down, it seems like the confidence of everybody else raises. And sometimes that's what happens with a young team. They will get into a funk quickly, and it's hard to bring yourself out of it. But when they're playing at a high level, like we saw them against Edgewood, and again, a game they probably should have won, they were very tough, very physical and aggressive, played to an edge over at Edgewood because they had no intentions of losing that game. Same thing in the other game you and I saw with
Franklin Central.
They were ready to play. I think they'll be ready to play. Not there on their home floor. And this is going to be not only their last conference game, but this is the start of a really hard three-game ending for the Cougars. The game tonight will be tough. Then they go to Floyd Central, who's either 4 or 5 in the state tomorrow night, and then come home next week, a game that John Callahan and I will do to the Romeo Langford Show, and number 1 or 2 ranked New Albany depending on what bowl you look at. So
to say that North will be ready for sectional play coming up starting on the 27th will be a gross understatement.
Yes, they will. They will have been tested whether they win any of these last three games or not.
And
they're going to have played three really good teams with three contrasting styles, and that should end. Columbus North is in their sectional, and we'll find out all those details Sunday evening, and then you and I and Brad Holtz will make our plans for sectional broadcasts, and the Cougs are going to see it all in the next week.
Now, interesting enough for the Cougars, as we will feature tonight, 7 o'clock Chalk Talk, 7:30 tip-off, they have a new piece to their puzzle, which gives them some desperately needed size in their front court. Tell me about their new addition that we saw here recently.
Well, Chris Thomas, 6'6", sophomore that transferred over from Bloomington South, a raw player, good athlete, played some football too. He's just one of those kids that he kind of stuck behind some people at South. He will help them. I mean, they don't have any size. He's someone that's long and lanky and can protect the rim a little bit also. I don't know if he'll ever put him in a starting lineup this year or just keep him where he is, but he just adds another sophomore to that excellent class at North. And I think the more times he sees the court, the better he's going to be for him. And I think Jason's really high on this kid, so I hope it works out for him at North.
And Thomas has scored 8 points and 12 points in his first two games, 7-11 from the field, grabbed a couple boards as well. So adding that presence, adding maybe another rim, that's going to give Jeremiah Blair and Ethan Wenzel some more room to operate where they're not going to be trapped underneath the basket. That might help the Cougars' offense open up a little bit.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's going to help them. It's going to help them out. Jeremiah Blair, and he's one of the people we talk about in Chalk Talk tonight, is that, you know, this guy's been the most steady performer over the last probably 8 to 10 games that North had. He got in some foul trouble, and they really didn't get the ball to him much up at Martinsville. But this kid has been the glue. We mentioned five other guys, and now Chris Thomas. Now all of a sudden, North looks like they've got seven players, and then you throw in Noah Spencer, who's been solid all year off the bench. And the one game you and I did against Franklin Central, Nick Dolphin was great off the bench. So he's developed. Jason's developed in some depth. The addition of Thomas has gave him a 6'6" kid with long arms. Look, the future, of course, the future for any of the seniors is now. I realize that, but there's some good things happening up at North High School. So don't anybody feel too sorry for Jason Spear right now. He's been extremely positive through this whole thing, and because he knew what was going to happen as soon as Musa Jallo decided to reclassify and go ahead and head to college. He knew what he was up against with no, real leader that had been there, and he's adjusted well. And the kids are they figured out, and then they have a bad game, and then they'll play a couple of good games. And right now they have three left before sectionals. They're getting to a point where you don't have many more to go. So it's time to finish the season on a high note, and I hope they do.
Growing pains a little bit, but also we've seen some positive things, as you've mentioned, about it. We'll hear more from Coach Jason Spear tonight. Chalk Talk just a little bit after 7 o'clock. Columbus North and Bloomington North are featured game of the week. We do have, obviously, here in the middle of February, plenty of basketball to talk about tonight as well. The Conference Indiana regular season champions for the third year running are the Bloomington South Panthers. They have a home game tonight. They will wrap up their conference play against they are wrapping up, right? Perry Meridian,
yeah,
the final one?
That's correct. Tonight, Perry Meridian at South. Also, this will be a senior night at South. It'll be their final home game, as their last two are on the road. What do you say? I mean, they're playing fantastic. You know, they're fourth or fifth in the state, depending on what poll you subscribe to. They're 20-2. Perry tonight at Jennings County tomorrow and at Northview to finish off the season. For some reason, next Thursday, not a Friday game.
Give him an extra day to rest in case that sectional draw comes out with a Tuesday night matchup. Yeah. We'll learn that on Sunday. 5 o'clock is the sectional draw show. But J.R. Holmes has been around this block 100 times. Senior night, easy night to get fired up for. Jennings County on a Saturday, Northview on a Tuesday might not be. What is he looking at from his team here to keep them sharp heading into sectional play?
I think it's just really attention to detail. Because now he's still kind of playing with the starting lineup a little bit, and that's fine. He has that luxury of two or three players. You know, it looks like
so he still has their ear, so to speak.
Exactly. There's two or three guys that know that at any point, and he may adjust it all through the sectionals. We'll just see what he does. But I think right now it's just fine tuning. They've been handling the ball well. I mean, they only had committed 5 turnovers last week at Columbus North in a close, close ball game. Probably good for them to get into a close game as you look at some of their scores over the last few weeks.
Well, you can't replicate that in practice. You can put the time on the clock all you want. You can't replicate the yelling and screaming of the gym. You can't replicate the finality of it not happening if you don't get it done. You can, you know, run it again, put 5 more seconds back. Yeah, so that's exactly. These are things that real-life situations that you can't really replicate in practice.
Yeah, and they had both close games, an overtime win against Floyd Central and a loss in the championship at the Hall of Fame Classic to Newcastle. Those are close games. And then, of course, Terre Haute South, they hit a 3 at the buzzer to make a 4-point game 1. I mean, but
you still had to hit your free
fight.
Throws down the stretch, right?
That's right. That was a dogfight. So last week was good, and it was on, you know, the other teams. It was on the road. So right now all JR is going to do is just, you know, say is fine-tune whatever he thinks is a problem and go from there. I like the Panthers will have no problem in the final 3 games. I will pretty much put that to book. They're going to finish 23-2 heading into the sectional.
Strong. And that sectional is going to take place where, Terry? Which Columbus school are we heading to?
We are heading to Columbus East in their newly redecorated gym.
Orange!
I have not been there in years, and even JR remarked to me that, man, they really did a nice job in there. It's not dark and dank anymore. I really liked it. Well, if he's going to say that, as many gyms as he goes in, then I can't wait to get over there and see what it looks like. So Columbus East will probably be our primary destination for the remainder of the year when the sectionals hit. And, of course, as we get to Edgewood here in a minute, they will be at the Northview sectional.
Gotcha. So that's So we're road tripping one way or the other. But JB
right.
JB Neal's Mustangs, can't say that fast 3 times on the radio, they are in action tonight as well. They had a grinder on Tuesday night at home against Northview. The last time those two teams met was the sectional championship last year. We know we've got different pieces to the puzzle, but it looks like that game on Tuesday night got the red and black's attention. I'd expect a correction here this evening.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they had a tough they always in Northview. This is not their typical good year. They've lost some people. They're fine trying to find themselves a little bit, but they always play Edgewood tough, and this was a good close win. You know, they got the Bloomington North game you and I did in overtime. Again, that was another good one. But these guys, they've had so much success this year. It was good to see them again get a close one. Tonight will be their senior night also as Mitchell comes in to the Corral, and then they'll be on the road the 20th, a Tuesday, at Greencastle. One of those snow makeups, I believe, and then
there it is, yeah.
And then Thursday, the 22nd at Eastern Green, they'll finish out. So again, JB's got them playing well. This is special. I mean, they have a chance to get a 20-win season before the sectionals start with these 3 games. I'm you know, Greencastle's not bad, and there's a huge gymnasium, probably a regional site. And it'll be interesting how that works out on Tuesday. But some good games coming up for Edgewood and a chance for them to finish the year at 20-4. And I think it's a good chance, too.
And they've been worth the price of admission, as we've seen with up close and personal a few times this year. And again, just take care of that next game, take care of that next game, and who knows how far they could be advancing into the days of March down the road. So we'll keep an eye, obviously, on the draw, which comes out at 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. We'll know all about it again in that evening. We'll have more broadcast information about our plans. I'm guessing there's going to be multiple ones moving forward because not everybody plays on Tuesday, and you could have a double bye with one and a no bye here with the other. So we could be awfully busy next week, depending on how that all
next week we could end up anywhere next Tuesday and
Friday,
either Northview or Columbus East, and then definitely we're a lot of times in the past we've ended up with a doubleheader on Friday evening. So we'll see how it goes and make sure that everybody knows that on Monday.
Yep, the luck of the draw. And again, high school sectionals begin the 27th Tuesday, and we'll get rolling Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday, and then the regionals the following weekend, and the semi-state after that, and after that. We hope there's plenty of after that's. We'll get those maps, the road maps to those sectionals, regionals, and down the road for our local schools. Again, we'll have that for you Monday morning. T, I might just have you join me Monday morning. Who knows? We'll talk about this on the weekend. We might just have you pop in and try to at least map it out where the teams are heading. Maybe not our broadcast. We'll do that later on Monday morning. But
we have to speak to Commandant Holtz on that one.
That's
first,
right. Well, why don't we do 8:30 Monday morning so we get everybody caught up on the pass for all our teams, because obviously we've got everybody with a really good chance of moving along here.
I will put that in my calendar. Sounds good.
Perfect. Well, I'll see you tonight, and we'll rock it out from the north side. You'll handle Chalk Talk with Jason Spear just after 7. I'll happily join you on the broadcast just after 7:30. Dogs and Cats from the Cougar Den, the Tom McKinney Court, coming up tonight. And we'll hear you all just after 7 o'clock. Great job as always, my man.
All right, Glass, we'll see you tonight, bud.
Terry Stoltz, he's the anchor of our high school basketball coverage as we all try to fill in for Joe here. Football season, basketball season, daily. It's been a fun ride, there's no doubt about it. And just if they could clone us a little bit more, that would be cool as well. Joe's on the road to recovery, and we can't wait to hear him back on the airwaves either. We thank Meineke Car Care Centers. They're riding shotgun this morning. There's 3 Meineke Centers in Monroe County. And for money-saving offers, simple. Go to Meineke.com, Meineke Car Care Centers.